Okay. It all started when our over herald star Bill Brasky woke in a foxy forest. It was the first time it had happened. Feeling barely relieved, Bill Brasky attacked a live hand grenade, thinking it would make him feel better. But as usual, it did not. Dilly ecstatic about the looming crisis, he realized that his beloved iPad was missing. Immediately, he called his so-called friend, Leroy Jenkins. Bill Brasky had known Leroy Jenkins for plus or minus 550,000 years, the majority of which were exotic ones. Leroy Jenkins was unique. She was plucky, though sometimes a little abrasive. Bill Brasky called her anyway, for the situation was urgent. Leroy Jenkins picked up to a very sad Bill Brasky. Leroy Jenkins calmly assured him that most disease-carrying chipmunks shuddered before mating. Yet South America hissing sloths usually explosively shudder after
mating. What the hell are you reading?
She had no idea.
Shiite Muslim gonna die! Oh my god, man.
Dude, attack! Oh my god, you're gonna die, so you might as well have killed one of them.
Welcome to Rage Quit Radio.
I very well might be.
Why the heck am I lagging? Oh!
No!
Seth has joined the channel.
Are you kidding me? Thank you.
Okay.
Come on, wait, come on!
I really hate you.
What the f*** is with this guy?
Prowler has joined the channel.
Oh, why'd you guys leave me, God?
Negative Apex. Has joined the channel.
Oh my, what the fuck? What is Sona doing?
Go, go, go! Kill him! Oh, I'm gonna miss the edge! You guys suck balls, man.
Welcome to Rage Quit Radio. I am your host, Lance, a.k.a. Sev, joined by my amazing co-hosts, my lovable co-hosts, Josh, a.k.a. Negative Apex, and Ian, a.k.a. Prowler. What's up, dudes?
Did your nose grow when you said that?
No. What are you implying? You think I'm lying?
Yeah.
I love you guys.
Bull crap.
No, seriously, I love you guys. Like, guys, I really love you. Like, no, seriously.
Yeah.
Love. In the most suggestive way possible.
You love us about as much as having a hemorrhoid after eating 1 gallon of cheese.
Oh my god. What, like the, spray cheese?
Yeah, that's not like a gallon of the spray cheese or like...
Just regular cheese, like a block of cheese.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Like 5 pounds of cheese. There we go.
Anyway.
What kind of cheese?
Ooh.
I don't know.
Because if it's Munster cheese, I'm all for it.
I don't know. We'll have to do like a survey. What clogs you up more?
We'll take a test. Anyway, how are you guys doing though? What y'all been up to? Any games? Any recent cool games you've been playing? Anything besides Dark Souls, Ian?
I've been jungling a lot in League. I've started going back to that instead of playing Dark Souls 24/7.
You got tired of being beat in Dark Souls?
Well, actually, it's more like I came to the point of the DLC and I got depressed. I was like, oh, I can't get the DLC right now. So I like stopped. So...
I see.
But no, I've continued and I'm about to finish. I actually only have like 3 or 4 levels left and I'm very sad.
Are you sad that it's coming to an end?
Yeah, I'm going to create another character immediately. So.
Oh, you're one of those guys. It's like, oh, I already beat the game, but I'm going to play it over again.
Well, and in Dark Souls, you can always do New Game Plus, which makes the game twice as hard.
Because it needs to be harder.
I know.
Yeah.
Now you're just asking for a heart attack or something, or high blood pressure.
Yeah.
So you've been juggling. Cool. Josh, what about you? What have you been up to?
Actually, I've been playing an older game. I've been playing a lot of Shogun 2 lately. I like started it up the other day, and then I just started playing it a bunch.
So you're not into Rome 2?
really?
I found myself falling back to Shogun 2 instead of playing the new Rome 2. I don't know. I guess I just like Japanese better, the tactics and stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. I think what they did with Shogun 2 was different and more innovative, really good and game. Fun.
Yeah.
It's just fun. Just good old-fashioned fun.
So I tried Googling what type of cheese clogs you the most, but I can't find an article on that.
Yeah.
Stupid internet failed me.
Okay. See if you can find something and then get back to us. I think that'd be pretty interesting.
Yeah. It's a very important topic. We have to finish this.
I can't find a type of cheese, you know, like, but okay, go ahead.
It's just cheese, man.
And they're like, oh yeah, cheese will clog you, I guess, sometimes. But I read one post that was
unless
like,
you're lactose intolerant.
Oh god.
Anyway, what do we talk about on this podcast?
Cheese. Oh,
cheese. That's right. We're Rage Quit Cheese.
Rage Quit Cheese.
Well, I was going to talk about what I've been playing, which was the original DayZ mod recently. Because we've been playing a standalone like forever. Well,
Lance,
what?
Lance, let me ask you something.
What?
Have you gotten better at covering people?
No, shut up. Hey, I lost my life too, okay?
Yeah.
I died before you, so shut up.
And I was like, hey, Lance, they're going to come up behind us. Nah, we'll hear them. You know what I heard? The sound of my life fading away.
You heard my life going out first. And then
I died before you.
No, I died way before you.
I died before you. No, watch the stream. I died before you.
I have watched the stream. I know. And I watched that. I went through that part of me saying, oh, we'll just hear them come up the stairs. Well, normally, okay, in DayZ, normally when somebody is coming, walking up a ladder, and you can't say this is not true, it is very loud.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe we were right next to the ladder. I think because all of our attention.
Maybe they took their shoes off. I don't know.
I just think it was because all of our attention was on that one guy that was out in the field. And
that one guy was probably laughing his butt off after we died.
Anyway,
hey guys, I found a pretty interesting article.
Let's go for it.
It's slightly off topic.
No, really? This isn't a show about off topic things.
It says, this is a Yahoo Answers. My poop is often way too big and sometimes clogs the toilet. What should I do to change it? It's also often painful when it's coming out. Oh, what should I do other than eating less cheese to fix my problem? I love cheese, so I don't want to give it up or hugely decrease my intake of it.
What? This has to be a joke.
What the heck, man?
I'm pretty sure that's not real.
I don't know, man.
Sorry, I ate a gallon of queso dip and your toilet's busted by.
Wow.
Speaking of long and dark. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, Ian, our new segue master. Love it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, long and dark. Or the long dark is actually what it's called. Yes, a new survival game that doesn't quite focus on your typical survival game. It's pretty much just that you're stuck in. Does anyone know about what specific location it is besides?
I'm going to say Canada.
Snowy mountains?
Yeah, I'm going to say Canada.
You think people could get lost in Canada like that?
Yeah.
Well, something's happening.
Everybody's so nice, you won't die.
So, I guess the premise of this is you're somebody who's on a plane, Will McKenzie. Or he's a pilot. Okay, yeah, he's a pilot.
Sounds like a porno name.
Will McKenzie. Wow. But anyway, a crash lands in these snowy mountains and there's a blizzard going on.
The crash lands?
Crash lands.
Crash lands.
Crash landed.
You guys know that crashes can...
That's generally what they do when they hit the ground.
No, it's they I'm crash
sorry, it's
or they landed. Not the crash landed.
You hear that all the time, though. I've crashed, you know, they crash landed.
Okay. That?
Oh my God.
Okay, Lance.
Josh, look it up. You're going to be our official looker upper on Google tonight.
It looks really good. I admit it looks. I like the artwork.
I was just about to say it kind of reminds me of like old school World of Warcraft. It's a stylized art, so things kind of look cartoony, which is okay. It's fine. I like it. It's a game that just focuses on surviving. There's no like zombies or aliens or wildlife that's going to attack you left and right. Basically, the premise is nature is the enemy, I guess.
God, dude, is there an echo in here?
How many is this? Can you say?
Shut up, I have a speech impediment.
Okay, so
these are my only friends that I could pick to hang out with. They tease me all day.
It's true.
Crashland. To land an aircraft or spacecraft under emergency conditions, usually with damage to the craft.
Ha. You know, he said the crash landed.
That's
he
didn't a, say that's a,
it crash landed. He said the crash landed.
The crash landed?
Yes.
Yeah, then I got nothing for that. Okay.
Anyway, the long dark. One interesting thing, if you're a fan of Mass Effect, it is voiced by, what's his name, Mark Meer, who is the voice of Commander Shepard.
What? I didn't know that.
Is he the voice of the guy, Commander Shepard, or the girl?
No, he's the girl. Mark Meer. Jesus.
Yeah, Mark Meer.
That's kind of cool.
I just wanted to jump on the Lance train tonight.
Wow. I'm done.
Hang out my headset. Choo-choo. Are you going to crash the land? Or land the crash?
Yeah, I'm going to crash the land that I was piloting.
Are y'all done?
No.
Probably not.
I think it will be very interesting because it seems like everybody is making their own little niche in the whole survival thing, but this looks kind of different, and I'm hoping that it has like a story element to it, because with this artwork and everything that's going on, they either need to make the mechanics very in-depth or they need to make the storyline really, really good.
Yeah, because it's pure survival, so we're not talking about, you know, well, they did say, I mean, you can be attacked, like, by wild animals and whatnot, but it's not really, like, a common occurrence, you know? A lot, like, a lot of survival games, you're, like, fighting off stuff, like, every 5 minutes, but...
Yeah, he actually used the word incredibly rare.
Yeah.
So, that gives you a good idea.
They did talk about a campaign in it. Being implemented, so
it is an early access alpha right now, which, as we all know, do not expect much when you're at that point.
Early but access alpha means absolutely nothing.
It means you can play the game now, but you can pay them to test the game too for them. Guys, wouldn't it be cool if our testers paid us instead?
Yeah, right. whoever thought of that got a promotion
there.
Yes, I'm pretty sure somebody got a big promotion. Oh man, yeah. So if you're a fan of survival genre, especially as of late, they've just been blowing up in popularity. This is something that's different and, you know, cool to keep your eye on.
The art style is very interesting too. It's like a, you know, like the entire game is like a hand drawn art style. So it's very pretty.
Yeah, we were talking about that when you were looking up cheese facts.
It was about an hour totally. Ago, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm having to look up all this extra stuff, so you know, I can't listen
I have
to
this
everything.
Rash, Josh, can you look it up?
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna send you a picture right now.
Okay, all right, do that.
We're gonna send it. We're gonna put it on Facebook.
I don't have a big enough camera.
Whoa! I think you're calling yourself. Wow! I think you just dissed yourself. Anyway, the PlayStation, as in PlayStation Now, though.
Which PlayStation is, 4 on the PlayStation Now?
Or
gosh, wait. I just did that backwards. Thank you, Lance. God. The PlayStation Now on the PlayStation 4. Wink, wink.
There you go. Yeah, that title of the article actually got me a little confused because I remember hearing about PlayStation Now, but I didn't read it like that. I read it as PlayStation Now is still too expensive. Anyway, yeah. Let me pull up the article real quick. There we go. PlayStation Now is still way too expensive.
And essentially, it's just you rent games. The only problem is they're old or they're indie games, and they're like price gouging.
Yeah, when you look at games like Deus Ex, it's $30 for 90 days. Guess what? I can go on Steam and buy that for $20.
Right. They're also talking about...
Or you could go down to your local GameStop and buy it used for like $15.
Yeah. You probably get less than that.
Yeah.
One of them was the new Final Fantasy MMO that was like, what was it, like $50 for a 90-day thing when you can buy the game and get 30 days of game time for what? I think it's 15, it's 20 bucks games or something. Oh, 30 bucks. So it's like...
Oh, no, no, no.
The pricing is completely
Final Fantasy
ridiculous.
13 2 for 15 bucks for 30 days when you can buy it new for the same price at GameStop.
Yeah.
Buy it. Not rent it. Buy it. What the heck was Sony thinking?
Let's just say it was a typo in their prices. Somebody new was working there. It was Microsoft espionage. No. Come on.
They're like so cocky now, they think they can get away with anything.
Yeah. I mean, these games are like, they're not freaking like
NASCAR 14.
The new games that are coming out, dude, they're like freaking PlayStation 1 and PlayStation 2 games. It's ridiculous to pay $50 for 90 days of rental when you can go out and buy a PlayStation 1 and 5 games for $20. You know?
Oh, goodness.
Ian, I looked up the rash that you sent me a picture of.
Oh,
it's called a vaginal yeast infection.
Oh man. My god.
So anyway,
you might want to get that checked out by a doctor.
Apparently, we just found out something very interesting about Prowler.
They don't call me Prowler for nothing. Wink, wink.
That's just creepy in so many ways.
Are you implying you're a cougar?
That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh my god.
So moving on.
Right after that.
Yeah. Moving on.
I can't think of a segue. I was just kind of like,
This has been like the weirdest show so far. Okay. DayZ stable patch brings new features. The promise of imminent item persistence. God.
What?
Shut up. Imminent item persistence. So basically, we're getting more useless things we don't need, and zombies still walk through walls.
Woo-hoo. Let me just read you a random section of a sentence off of this article.
Oh my god.
We've already basked in the size and rigor. You can fill in the rest.
No. This has also been the most random show.
The DayZ patch notes, man.
I mean, they added chem lights, they added guns, they added new faces. I mean, I'm kind of happy with the update, other than the fact that the update didn't include a friend that can actually cover you. Other than that, it looks pretty good.
I was interested in which isn't like... It's in the patch notes, but it hasn't been implemented. Persistent items and storage are disabled server side pending hotfix to stable branch.
But that's the name of the patch.
Yeah.
It's not working.
Yeah, I have no idea. But it seems like persistent items is going to be something that's going to be, you know, coming around soon, which is something that DayZ desperately needs.
Yeah, they did add in the a tent, a medium civilian tent. Now, whether or not you can actually store items in it now, who knows? Or even deploy it and it stays there. Apparently not.
What? Yeah, I think the item for it is in the game. You just, like, it's not working, right?
It's probably like, well, you can deploy it, but it'll disappear on server restart.
I think my favorite thing is the... you can now surrender and walk at the same time. Yeah. So now you can walk and lose like all your dignity, and then you're going to get shot even though you surrendered and waste about 8 hours of your time. So yeah,
good job. Busy.
Thumbs up.
There's a boonie hat storage. boonie hat fishing hook what storage.
You got underneath that boonie hat.
They added in
rocket in your pocket.
They added in the lovable Makarov.
Yeah. Oh, really? I didn't see that.
Yeah, they've added in a new village.
You're a medic clothes, man. You can be a medic and walk around and
get shot.
Quotation marks. Help people in a game where everyone kills people.
Yeah. They added a new village, Torovo Village, which seems pretty cool. Check that out. Let's see what else. Oh, they basically they fixed a lot of stuff. Actions, animations, items,
crap, what was SPs.
But again, still no zombies that still walk through walls. Still haven't fixed that.
Oh, the rag. What I found interesting is they made tweaks to the engine where it says ragdoll support for zombies and players. I didn't notice that while we were playing.
Yeah, I totally didn't notice that either.
Maybe we need to test that. We'll just shoot somebody in the back of the head while they're over a ledge and see if they ragdoll.
I noticed that when I shot that guy behind the shed, his body, I'm not sure if his body fell down, but it was a very slight hill. But it like moved. So I don't know if that was the ragdoll effects or not.
That just meant he wasn't dead yet.
No, he was
not dead yet.
Not dead yet. You got rid- it's just a flesh wound. I think it just, his body just like appeared though. So like in that different spot.
You know what I like to think is anything is possible in DayZ mod, just not you having a good time. No, I'm kidding. We've spent countless hours playing DayZ.
Aliens just show up out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And then the T-Rex
can fall and kill you. It will happen in DayZ.
Oh, man.
I remember when I first started playing the DayZ mod and you would just randomly fall through. You'd randomly fall through the ground and die.
It's like, congratulations, you just found a crack in the universe. What? I'm dead.
Or the best? No. The best was for me getting stuck underground and being able to see everyone, but I couldn't get anyone's attention.
Remember, I was like, I'm right below you. People? Yes. You, like, you'd get next to a tree, and then you'd make the mistake of going prone, and you're like, oh, crap, and you're dead.
Didn't Sailor get like, killed by some it's cinder like blocks?
Every tree was Molokai, and it just grabbed you and strangled you.
Didn't
yeah, she did.
She got like, killed by cinder blocks.
Yeah, she went like prone near some cinder blocks and died. I'm sorry, you just went prone in the wrong place.
You can, you know, unlike real life, you can go down in the wrong spot.
Oh my god.
There's a time and place for those things.
It's called college.
What's college?
So I think maybe now would be a good time to mention what we have planned, don't you think? I think so.
Me and Ian weren't going to mention that on the air.
Yeah. Anyway, so this is going out to all of our fan base. We're going to be doing a live stream of basically the Rage Quit Radio's adventures through DayZ. We're going to see if we can survive, basically, from getting from point A to point B. And I think we're going to do this over a course of 3 days. And, you know, we're going to try to make a little story out of it, try to be entertaining, and you guys can come watch us be stupid and make terrible jokes and racist comments and see how long we can survive in the world over a 3-day course period. I think we had decided it was going to be on the actual DayZ game, not the mod, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So
DayZ standalone.
So we're going to go through and we're going to test out all these, you know, with test out the new patch. You know, maybe we'll actually test out this ragdoll effect by killing Ian. And then
you won't have to do anything. You'll have to just cover me and then you're going to shoot me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't
see who you were. Oh, you shot me. I'm dead.
I've become Caboose. Caboose, yeah, help him. Okay. Oh, he shot himself.
Now we're Sarge. All our plans begin with killing Ian.
Quick, Joss, activate plan Alpha. Shoot Ian. Okay.
Shoot Ian in face. How is this helpful?
All the love I get.
So yeah, guys, if you're a fan of DayZ and survival games, come watch us. We're going to do this probably around middle of September, I think. I think we have to get a specific date.
Early mid-September.
Stay tuned, though. We'll give you guys more information on that. We're going to be talking about, you know, where we're going to be starting. We're not going to be releasing what server we're going to be on because we don't want anyone coming in and killing us.
Yeah, we do.
What? Yeah, no, we should totally release that information.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I forgot that dying was the main part of the game.
No, glitching through walls is the main part of the game.
You know, just come watch us. We're going to see what weird, crazy adventures we have and things that, you know, happen in DayZ. I'm pretty sure a T-Rex will just come out of the trees and start attacking us. You know,
that'd
so
be amazing.
Stay tuned and we'll give you guys more information on as soon as we have it.
Well, that's our show for tonight.
All right, what else we got? A new arena style. FPS, which is funny because I think out of all of us, Josh was the only one who was not too keen on it. It's a new game called Toxic.
Josh, did you ever play in a tournament?
It's not. Yeah, yes, I did. It's not that I wasn't keen on it. It's just that I wasn't excited about it.
Well,
there were no boobs.
Yeah,
no boobs. Why.
You can't be a female character. The game is called Toxic. It's spelled T-O-X-I-K-K. I'm not sure why they spelled it that way. Hopefully they will be getting a new name.
What is it spelled again?
T-O-X-I-K-K.
I thought you said T-A-X-I-K-K. I'm like, no.
That would make as much sense as the way it's spelled now.
Yeah. You know, you make a good point. I'll drop it now.
But basically, this is getting back to the old school shooters that pretty much, as they love to reiterate, it's no bullshit, is what they use in the trailer. It's arena FPS, so think of Unreal Tournament. There's no classes, so forget about anything like that. There's no leveling. What else? There's no regenerating of health, which is a good thing. There's no cover system. What else? No iron sight aiming either. There's no reload, which is kind of confusing.
I didn't get that.
You can reload in past games.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get that. I was like, no reloading, so I can just spray bullets all day long?
Yes. They use the phrase high octane gameplay. So,
you know,
is it explosive?
Extremely
explosive.
What else is high octane and explosive?
It kind of reminds me of like Halo CE.
It does not remind me of Halo CE at all.
I mean, no, some things, like particularly like no aiming down the iron sights, just running and gunning and blowing everything up. Like, you know, the whole thing about no classes, your health only regenerated if you got if you found a med pack.
Yeah. I mean, this just reminds me of, like I said,
double jumping,
Quake. Turok.
Yeah. Turok. Holy crap. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Turok was awesome. The big thing that I like the most is there's no classes and there's no leveling system, because that is getting a little out of hand with these new FPSs. What do y'all think about the game? Exciting? Yes.
I mean, graphics just don't look that great. It looks like a dated game.
It does look like a dated game, but if it's cheap, I'd buy it, just because, like I said, I kind of miss that arena style shooter. I haven't played anything like that in a very long time.
Oh yeah, and no free to play.
Yeah. At first, I'm like, what?
Basically, like, no microtransactions.
Yeah.
Like, what you're getting is what you get.
That has gotten out of hand.
It really has. It really has. I think it's cool. I'll probably get it on Steam when it goes on sale for $3.
$3? Yeah. Good God, you're cheap.
$3 is all I'm spending.
$3.
Dude, I got Deus Ex for $3, and I haven't even played it yet, but I have it.
Deus
Ex.
What is Deus Ex?
Deus Ex?
Deus, I guess, yeah. Not Deus.
Deus?
Deus. I got Asus Motherboard X for $2.
So anyway, yeah, if you're a fan of the old school arena first person shooters, this is might be a game that might interest you.
Doesn't that record?
What?
Doesn't that record the mumble thing?
Doesn't I don't know what you're talking about.
Did you not? Okay, never mind. Do people just think I'm crazy now?
Yes.
Did you see the message in Mumble?
No, there's no message in Mumble.
Okay, he must have sent it to, like, me in a whisper by accident.
Oh, I see how it is.
I don't think he meant to. He was like, be right back, bathroom. And I figured it would show up. Yeah, I figured it would show up in your Mumble and it would announce it. And I'm like, sorry, laughing because...
Hey, Josh, get closer to your mic, dude.
Is that better?
Yeah, so it's much better. You sounded like you were way far away from it.
I was kind of leaning back.
Yeah. Hey, you sound much better now. Yeah.
But anyway,
I was
not
like,
crazy.
Yeah, so up next, No Man's Sky is obviously coming out for PlayStation 4, but guess what, PC fans? It is also coming out for the PC later.
Maybe.
Still no, it is.
Maybe on that.
It's not maybe.
No, it is coming confirmed.
Out. Yeah, it was.
It said,
I don't
it's
remember.
It's been confirmed through. Okay. I say apparently. This is a reading from the article. I say apparently because the information comes to us from GameSpot, which read it about it. Wow. In Edge. Wow. A magazine that, as far as I know, isn't available on my side of the pond. Blah, 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 blah,
where is
blah,
he
blah,
from?
Blah. I think Edge may... I'm going to Google. What is Edge?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Edge magazine.
It's magazine. It's very popular.
Right,
where is
know,
it from? We've never heard of it. Sorry, we're not a big
well,
tech guy.
Well,
United
read magazines.
Kingdom. United Kingdom.
Oh, okay.
So, it's a possibility. I wouldn't say that it's like completely
it's
confirmed. It would make sense for it to happen, but it's not completely confirmed. I mean, I would love for No Man's Sky to come to PC because this game looked freaking awesome.
Oh yeah. Anyone who's not familiar with No Man's Sky, it's basically a flight simulator or space simulator that goes from space to planet to planet to planet to planet seamlessly.
Yeah, I mean, no, well, I mean, you can't I don't know if you can call it a space simulator because you can go down to the planets.
That's what, well, if at first I said flight simulator and then I was like, oh, well, maybe it's space. I don't know.
I'm not even sure what the concept of the game is so far. We just saw like him exploring the planet, getting on a ship, leaving the planet, and then entering another planet's atmosphere space with like no load times. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know if there's ever seen
Star Trek.
It
it's what you just described.
Well, actually, I think looking at one of the pictures from the game, I see like it almost looked like bullets in the UI, but I'm not sure. So
all I know is when I watched this demo, I was like, man, it's like really Star Trek mixed with shrooms.
Yeah, it's
like, it's a very colorful game.
It was like psychedelic, man.
Yeah, it's really colorful, some of the planets that we saw, and has really good graphics.
Yeah, it's a cool looking game, and I if it does, which it pretty much does seem like it will, come to PC, totally gonna get it. That is, of course, if Star Citizen is not at all what I was expecting, which I highly doubt that. Comic-Con shows a few bits and pieces of the new Mass Effect game, which if you call it Mass Effect 4 in front of the BioWare panel, they will ream you for calling it Mass Effect 4, I've noticed. They really hate that, but yet everyone still keeps calling it Mass Effect 4, even gaming articles.
It doesn't have a name.
Even gaming articles are still calling it Mass Effect 4. So
it is the fourth game in the series.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to call it? They haven't released a name for it.
Yeah.
So anyway, BioWare, what do you want to call the Old Republic? Crap. Oh, I mean, not Knights of the Republic 3.
Yeah. So anyway, they showed off some pretty cool things. Basically, they showed off the armor and the new look of the new hero, who, of course, are not releasing who it is. They're being very stingy on the story updates. But the biggest thing for me that I loved that I got out of this this panel was the Mako, the new Mako. Because the Mako from the first one sucked. And this one kind of keeps to the design a little bit, but this is basically a Mako on the Frostbite engine. I don't know if any of you guys actually watched the panel video or the gameplay that they showed of the Mako driving through this like snow canyon or whatever, or ice canyon.
It looks pretty cool.
It moves, and the physics, everything looks really well and smooth, and it actually looks like you can easily control your Mako, and it still has the I don't know. I'm gonna shut up now. I'm gonna start over.
I don't know. I wasn't a big fan of the Mako coming back. The driving around the planets in the first one was really boring. Even boringer was just shooting probes at planets in the second one.
Yeah.
Like, I hope there's something to actually do on the planet. So let's just say that, because the Mako in the first one was pretty freaking boring.
My big
thing, as long as Miranda is on every planet, I'll do every planet.
Oh, I see what you did there. My big thing about the first one and the planets was not so much the traveling was kind of getting a little annoying, but it was that like on every new planet, the installations, like the buildings, all looked like a previous planet. Everything looked the same. It was like a rehashed board or it was like rehashing of three different buildings, basically. And it looked very just bland and boring. But anyway, I really liked the Mako, and it looks like it is running. Well, I'm sorry. I like this Mako. This Mako seems to be more controllable. But anyway, they didn't really give out any other real details other than just the look of the new hero, which, correct me if I'm wrong, but in the picture at the top where it says your hero and you see the two people standing there, does that look like the face of a person, or is that the actual helmet itself, like covering over the person's face?
That looks like the helmet.
Okay, because looked like some new freaky alien whenever I glance at it. It doesn't quite look like a helmet to me.
No, it's a helmet.
Oh, okay.
I think it's the way that the lighting is in that picture. But yeah, it's totally a helmet.
I just want to say real quick before we move on, the biggest thing I'm really looking forward to is the Frostbite engine in Mass Effect. I think that's going to be amazing.
Yeah, having graphics like that in an RPG will be really nice, because the Frostbite engine is renowned for not only physics, but really nice graphics.
Isn't it also in Dragon Age?
Oh, I think you may be right. Josh, yeah, to Google.
I don't want to type things into the internet. That's Josh.
Oh yeah, good luck getting him to look up a link or video or anything like that.
Oh my god. Yeah. Lately I have been looking up every single freaking link you guys send me, and now just stop sending me links.
So when you said that, did your nose like pierce your monitor?
Oh my god, such a dick.
Oh god.
What the hell, man? What was going on? That's really freaking creepy, man. Oh, you're just like, oh god, like what the hell is going on behind your monitor?
Oh, I think you know.
Oh yeah. Anyway. Yeah, it's using Frostbite 3. Dragon Age Inquisition is using Frostbite 3.
I think it's pretty safe to say that here on out, BioWare is going to be using Frostbite with most of their games, I think.
EA.
Yeah, EA. I'm sorry. Yeah. Ubisoft teases a new city for Watch Dogs DLC. Coming this fall.
It's BioWare that's making Dragon Age Inquisition.
Yeah.
EA owns.
Well, I mean, they BioWare. Own them, but.
EA owns everything.
EA owns your soul.
Did you want to use that toilet paper in there? Nope. EA owns that.
You got to pay for like it.
$5 for Origin.
please pay $5 for the download DLC of toilet paper.
With extra padding.
Oh my goodness. Anyway, so like I said, there's possible new city for Watch Dogs DLC. Josh, do you think that is enough to bring you back into the game?
It depends on if there's like a campaign or not to that city. You know, if there's a new campaign, oh yeah. I actually wanted to play Watch Dogs the other day, but I wanted to play a new game. But like, cause you have to like, that's something that's really weird, is you have to delete your old thing to play a new game. You can't have multiple games. But anyways, yeah. If which is what I think it's Chicago or something like that, mm-hmm. that the new DLC is in.
Yep.
Or no, New Jersey.
Oh yeah, yeah. Chicago was the city you play in on the main.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then New Jersey is going to be the new city. And so if there's a new campaign to it, yeah, heck yeah, I'm buying that DLC and playing it. Cause I was it was kind of funny. Cause yeah, the other day I was like, man, I really want to play Watch Dogs, but I don't really want to go through the entire story again, because I really like the combat in Watch Dogs. It was really fun.
Have you tried the online decryption mode in Watch Dogs?
No.
Oh man, dude, you got to try that. It's basically 8 players all fighting for control of this document, and it's crazy fun, man. I'll have to get you to play it with me sometime.
Oh wow, yeah.
It is really fun. I've been having a lot of fun playing it. I'm going to use the word fun more.
Fun.
Real quick, also to tell you, the patch, and to any of our listeners who play Watch Dogs and who don't know yet, the PC version did get that performance update patch, and it works great. I was having the worst time driving through Chicago on low settings and getting constant stuttering, and that is completely gone. I can play it on high now with stutter free. So if you don't know and you've been holding off on Watch Dogs because of that reason, go check it out. I think it's the Ubisoft patch that they put out is better than the mod that the guy named The Worst put out. It's better than his in my opinion. So yeah, just quick heads up to everyone.
Did we bring out that the DLC is coming this fall?
Yes.
Or okay. I was totally looking up that other thing.
Yeah, Watch Dogs is the DLC should be coming out this fall. So that's like in a few months. So, you know, there's not going to be hardly any wait for more Watch Dogs content. Oh, by the way, I did finish the game, Josh, and it was awesome.
Well, I gotta hope so, man. I finished that game like months ago.
Well, I was holding off because I couldn't stand the stuttering. Like driving around was
yeah.
Like I wanted to shoot myself in the head, so I just was like, I'm gonna wait.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, it was a great story. Anybody who's interested,
amazing.
Totally amazing story for Watch Dogs. Totally check it out. And by the way, I am going to Dragon Con this year as Aiden Pierce from Watch Dogs. I'm only missing the coat and I'll be good to go. So if anybody is from Atlanta and is going to Dragon Con, look out for me. Hopefully I'll be the only guy dressed as Aiden Pierce. Probably the only one crazy enough.
Oh, yeah.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm going to be the only... It's going to be like 90 degrees out there and I'm going to be wearing a wool sweater and a coat and a mask and a hat. I'm going to be sweating.
Have you seen the costumes there?
Dude. Yeah, right.
It's true.
It's like women's body paint start melting off. That's when you take a picture.
So yeah, look out for me. Yeah, I'll be there. What?
I don't know.
After the 50 Aiden Pierces you see, he might be one.
Well, just hey, just go up to him and be like, are you Lance? To each one. Ian, you really wanted to talk about the Oculus Rift thing. Oh god, my notes are flipping out. What was going on with the Oculus Rift? Something about the Samsung Galaxy Note 3?
Well, if anybody read the article, they would know.
I didn't get to it yet, man. I had to read all the other ones.
Well, you know, if anybody read the article, they would
fine.
Know.
Ian?
Okay. I fixed it.
Ian?
I'm the doing
Oculus,
it. Shut
the Oculus Rift DK2, which is the development kit 2, is using the Samsung's freaking screen. There. I
basically
read the freaking article.
I fixed it, opened it up, and was like, huh. There's the Samsung screen in this Oculus Rift. And you know how they knew? Because it was exactly the same screen taken from the Galaxy Note 3. I mean, like, they didn't remove the sensor hole or the Samsung tag. It's there. Yeah. It's like,
it's got like
someone glued it together. It was like
the home button, the logo, everything. Like, they just literally took it.
It is a good screen. No, I'm not going to argue with that. I just found it hilarious, like, that these are the dev kits that have this. So, and I think give it a good hacker-friendly score, 9 out of 10. But it was just like, could they have taken any effort of getting rid of the Samsung tag?
Yeah, they like literally.
It's like someone glued the phone screen onto the, you know.
Well, they just didn't really care.
Just retarded.
I mean, it's not going to be like, oh, I'm not going to go buy an Oculus Rift because they're using Samsung's technology.
Well, I mean, it's a development kit, so it's all right. Not, you know,
this is what I want to say about it is, you know, Oculus isn't alone anymore. We know Sony's going to do something. You know. Microsoft, it's a rumor, but NVIDIA announced that they're going to do it, and some of the specs that they announced, which I don't know, I'll have to find the article, I'll post it on Facebook. Some of the specs they listed for their headset look pretty good.
Do you know?
And I almost worry that the Oculus Rift may, you know, have a lot more competition than they thought.
Well, that's usually how it happens in, you know, the industry. I mean, as soon as you come up with something good, then you immediately have copycats coming out who are going to try to make it better.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, as long as there's, what do you call that? rivalry and competitiveness, at least we'll be able to see
improvements, you know, in the VR industry.
We'll be able to see improvements, and we'll get something really good instead of something really lame like a Virtual Boy. No, that's not but you know, as long as there's competition, there's always room for growth, and competition is a good thing.
Yeah. They did in the development kits, and now this is, again, it's only for the development kits, which, you know, this is not, you know, streamlined. This is not like the actual Oculus Rift that is going to go to commercial release. It's for developers and people who want it early on and stuff like that. But they did customize the screen a little bit. They talked about overclocking the refresh rate from 60 hertz to 75 hertz. So they improved a little bit. The display is running in low persistence mode, which reduces motion blur and stuff like that. But yeah, they pretty much straight up like took the screen from the assembly line.
So how bad do you guys want Destiny? Specifically, how bad do you want the special editions of Destiny?
I was thinking about getting it. I could care less about the special edition. I just want to play Destiny. I could care less about all the special edition crap, because generally the special edition crap is really just that. It's crap.
Well, most special editions for video games are just that crap. It's like, hey, get this in-game cosmetic thing.
Unless you bought Reach and you got Halsey's Journal, which did not.
Actually didn't get that either, but I know somebody that does have it, and I'm actually going to borrow it from them here soon. But TOR, no. It's like, oh, buy this special edition and you get this statue for a felon.
You know, the special edition for Reach was like $10 more.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't like 50 or 30, 20. No, it was like 10 bucks more.
I'm pretty sure my father bought me Reach and not when I didn't know about it. So that's probably why I don't have it.
Anyways, we could go on. We could go on a whole different talk about how expensive.
There are people
exclusive content and crap.
Gobs amount of money for the special edition of Destiny.
Yeah. Some dude paid what? $1,025. Yeah. It's like, are you serious?
What the hell?
Hey, man.
He really wants that.
And then, like, that's like one of the highest ones. And most of them, the average is like $300, which is double what you would pay. You know, it's $150 for Destiny's, you know, Xbox special ghost edition crap, which is ridiculously expensive.
If it's a ghost edition, does that mean like it's invisible? The GameStop guy just hands you nothing. He's like, okay, that's $1,000. Or the guy that ships it, he's like, what the crap? I didn't get anything. You asked for the ghost edition. It's not there, man.
You know what's hilarious? In this article, they were talking about like other stuff that people have paid for. Dude, somebody paid 450 euros, which is $735 for a picture of a console.
Oh yeah. Yeah, the Xbox One. Yeah.
Dude, it was so pissed.
And I think it had like a little message on the back that was like haha or something.
No, it's like thank you for your purchase or something. Got that,
and you're like, yeah. And then the package is like an envelope and you're like, huh?
You're like, what the hell?
I mean, at what point do you start killing your mailbox?
I would hunt down the guy that sold it to me and kill him.
Yeah, that's nuts. I feel bad for him. Don't ever send Negative Apex the wrong crap.
Oh, yeah. I'm total redneck, and I'll totally find you and kill you.
Speaking of Negative Apex, we haven't had a Negative Apex's quickie in quite some time.
What?
It's been like 3 weeks. Two weeks.
We're not satisfied, Josh.
Wow. I better give it to you then, shouldn't I?
Ow! I think we need a quickie from Negative Apex.
Yeah,
oh,
you do.
Oh, God.
I don't want it now.
You want it. You know you want it.
All right, go.
All sweaty and hot like.
Are you ready, Josh?
Yeah, man. I'm totally ready.
Do it up.
What?
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Okay. Undead Labs, the creator of State of K, has announced a new game. Moonrise will be a creature collection RPG. You'll be able to collect hundreds of creatures called Solari that will grow and evolve. Battles with Solari will take place in real-time combat, and Moonrise will be initially available on iPhone, iPad, and Android devices. It will be released in beta this fall before it launches in full in early 2015. This was compared a lot to the Pokemon games.
iPad, iPhone game, another one.
Yeah, iPhone, iPad, but also on Android. So.
Yeah, Android.
2K Games has announced that BioShock is being ported to iOS devices. The game is being ported in its entirety with some graphical and interface compromises due to hardware restrictions. The game is being treated as a premium title, which means one price up front. No price has been announced, but we're guessing around $10 to $20. This means that there is no in-app purchases, and BioShock will can be compatible with only fourth generation iPods and iPhone 5s or above. It's just turned August, guys, so it's now a new month for some game releases. And the game releases this month, some of the better ones are... Disgaea, A Promise Revisited, is a tactical RPG being released on the Vita on August 12th. Diablo 3 Ultimate Evil Edition will release on August 19th for the PS3, PS4, Xbox One, and Xbox 360. Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare will release on August 19th as well on PS3 and PS4. And on August 28th, we'll see Infamous First Light being released for the PS4. Now, guys, make sure to check out our Facebook and Twitter, because I'll be putting up a list of all of the hottest titles that are going to be released this year with the release dates and what platforms they are being released on. And that's my quickie for the week.
All right, Ian, you cannot get on to me now for what you were saying earlier in the show about saying things wrong.
You mean no infamous? I mean, I said it. It's so infamous. I don't know what you're going to say.
I think I just misspelled it. Infamous.
No, you spelled it right.
You know it. No, you spelled it right. It's infamous.
Oh.
And Diablo.
Oh, I just read it wrong. Oh, shut the fuck up.
Whoa. It's okay. We all have terrible speech impediments.
Impediment.
Hey, so I said it right. You just messed it up.
I used it, like in like the second grade, I had to go to speech class because I couldn't say like S and sh words together because they were all sh. So, you know, one of the things was you had to say it to like your partner of the you know, the speech class, that so they could tell you were doing it wrong. And it was this really hot girl, and it was like, I love speech class. Like, it was the best thing ever. I don't know what I learned from it, but yeah.
Well, apparently you learned something, because you can say S and SH words together.
He just subconsciously was learning. He didn't know it.
Exactly. He was just looking at her boobs all day.
Self-learning. Strip or take clothes off, we could learn tons of things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guys,
they should implement that in like all of the schools. You know, like the teacher strips while teaching you.
Oh, no, do not say
hot
that.
Teachers,
that's
though.
Disturbing.
Hot teachers only.
Oh my God, well, you guys gotta shut up now, because like, we have like to close one, the show.
Like one,
we have like 30 seconds. Shut up.
Close it.
Guys, that is our show. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and watch us on Twitch. And keep in touch for more info and what's going on in the gaming world. Thanks again, guys.